News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Staffing levels, the cost of living, burnout and assaults, they're all going to be on the agenda at the annual conference of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, which kicks off today. And from the organisation, we have Tony Fitzpatrick, who is Director of Professional Services and Industrial Relations at the INMO. And among those issues, Tony, in addition to safe staffing levels and cost of living and burnouts and assaults, the other one that is now the ultimate hardy perennial is waiting lists and the trolley count. You have, and I don't mean this in any way negatively, been banging on about this for years, and it would seem getting nowhere.
You're correct. It's incredible that over the last 10 years, more than 1 million people have spent or a time on a trolley waiting for a hospital bed. You know, you just talked about the virus on a ship there. There are significant issues that occur on a daily basis within our emergency departments that's adversely affecting patient care and indeed causing harm to patients. And it's completely unacceptable that we continue to see this problem on an annual basis. And the most concerning part is that, you know, we have members, particularly through our surveys, that are reporting moral distress because they are working in this environment on a continuous basis. And we're talking about, I was listening to your piece there and thinking about how lucky and fortunate we are in Ireland that we've some of the best infection and control nurses in the world. And that was shown during the COVID crisis. But the reality is that we have infection risks within our emergency departments on a daily basis, with the majority of those departments overcrowded and some of them severely overcrowded when we look at Limerick and Cork, Galway, Mayo, Letterkenny, that are so severely overcrowded that you have patients end-to-end on trolleys, on corridors, on chairs waiting for a hospital bed. And that's against the background where they're severely understaffed, because safe staffing is an issue for our conference as well, because in Ireland we have a framework for medical and surgical wards, we have a framework for emergency departments that set out what safe staffing should be, and yet despite that we have a major gap with regards to implementation. So we have the expertise in the framework that says you can deliver safe care if you have sufficient nurses on the wards and in the emergency departments to do so. But unfortunately, that's continuously undermined by fiscal emergencies within the Health Service Executive, with them going into escalation with regards to their financial situation. And that impacts then where nurses, directors of nursing, have to go through multiple layers of management in order to get nursing and midwifery posts secured. And that's resulting then in short staffing on medical and surgical wards and in our emergency departments. That's resulting in unsafe care, and that's having an impact upon the staff that are delivering that care. And I'll reference one report. The WHO did a massive report on the mental health of nurses and midwives, nurses and doctors in the European Union just at the end of last year. And it's, you know, the findings from there are stark. Like, 1 in 3 doctors and nurses report symptoms of anxiety and depression, and 1 in 10% of those report thoughts of self-harm or suicide. And the WHO report goes on to clearly state, and it has significant data from Ireland as well, that the causes of this are unsafe working conditions, excessive hours, exposure to violence, chronic understaffing, and this is directly damaging the mental health of our professionals working on the front line. And that's why that's a key issue that will be discussed at our conference as well.
And can I ask about that, about the experience of working in the profession? Because there was a beautiful piece by my colleague Sean Moncrief in the Irish Times today, where he was talking about his experience being in a maternity ward and talking to some of the staff about children being, little babies being born with addictions and what it is like to care for those children. Now, that's an extraordinarily stressful job at the best of time. If you add into that the hours, if you add into that the staffing levels that you're talking about, if you add into that the abuse and assaults that often happen, particularly for those working in A&Es, why would anybody want to go into the career?
Well, it's important to state that nursing and midwifery are two incredible professions that are extremely rewarding for the individuals. But the problem here is not nursing and midwifery. The problem here is the system that they're working in. So we talked about overcrowding. That's due to a lack of capacity. You talked about maternity service, and the work that our midwives do is incredible, but it has become an over-medicalized model with regards to childbirth in this country. We have PHNs that do the first visits in the homes of mothers that are vitally important. They do the development checks, they refer them if there's an early intervention required, but the system lets them down again because on a continuous basis they are short-staffed. We have the Children's Ombudsman doing a report currently looking at the deficits that exist with regards to that, and it is important that we realise that we need safe staffing. We have the frameworks, but now, and the INMO has been calling for this, it's time that it's legislated. That it's legislated that when a midwife goes to work, when a nurse goes to work, they know that they're working in a safe environment where they've adequate staff to provide safe care. There is a tool for midwifery, that's Birth Rate Plus. That hasn't been implemented. The maternity strategy, which is 10 years old and due to expire, and a new strategy should be coming on stream, it reported that we should have Birth Rate Plus implemented, which is one midwife to 29.5 births.
See, the thing is, Tony, 10 years later,
that's not implemented across our 19 maternity units.
If we were having this conversation in 2012, you could say, well, you know, the IMF are here, the Troika is here, we're skint, we're living on the clippings of tin, we're trying to get out of the crisis in which we find ourselves. As we sit here now, by whether or not people feel it, when you look at the actual objective metrics in terms of wealth of a nation, we are top five by almost every available objective view. If we can't solve these kind of issues now, what hope is there?
No, there has. We can't have an absence of hope, Anton. And the reality is that the minister will be coming to address our conference on Thursday. We'll be delivering very clear messages to her what's required. One of the key ones is legislating for safe staffing. If you have the safe staffing in place, that delivers so much benefit. The bang for buck is incredible, because what you have then is you have staff going to work that feel safe in the workplace. They have great job satisfaction. They're able to deliver quality care to the patients. This has been well researched all around the world. We need to stop having a debate about staffing. But when and the issue you raised there, Antonia, is like on the 30th of April, there's memos now circulating within the HSE where they are placing regions into financial escalation because they have a deficit of, we'll just say for Dublin Southeast, of 37.4 million against their budget. And they're talking about reviewing all recruitment and pausing recruitment of staff. Well, the reality is we believe there's 5,000 nursing and midwifery vacant posts within the system, and we'll be putting that within the estimates process. But the reality is that if they sorted the key issue of safe staffing, that would solve so many other issues. And it would ensure as well that when patients come to hospital or patients are looked after in the community, they receive safe quality care. And that will deliver significant bang for buck with regards to ensuring that patients are satisfied with the service, the public believe they're getting a good service, and on top of that, the outcomes for patients will be so much better. We won't have secondary infections.
Indeed.
We won't have risk to patients, and that will improve the service for patients and for staff.
Tony, thank you. Tony Fitzpatrick, Director of Professional Services and Industrial Relations at the INMO, and undoubtedly we'll be hearing more from the INMO over the coming days as their annual conference takes place, and get the reaction to what the delegates feel at those various sessions and what the minister has to say.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage,
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.